that's not, doesn't look great.
But, so we get a lot of comments on how we keep it looking nice when coming into town. I get it. But I also, you know, I feel we're in a catch-22 because we want it to look nice, but we don't want anybody to get hurt, and we obviously don't want to destroy equipment either.
So I think, like you're saying, towing it back a little bit to keep it a little more safer would be the first thing.
Well, and I think conversation with the property owners in those areas.
Well, we know how that goes, so.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of them I don't think is going to be a big problem, but there may be one or two that will be, but I think there needs to be conversation, because if we're just not going to mow it at all anymore, then they need to know that, obviously.
So I got something, yeah. City limits, if it's not city limits, I know it's nice to look good, but we got to stop that. And you said, go back to the fix we did 3 years ago. And you said, when you started this thing, I said, we did this fix 3 years ago, and they started doing more and more. Who's they? Our guys, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell them to stop, go back to the fix.
Well, I did, and I even got it on the board. I said, we're at 2023 mowing again. But like I said, you know, and like I said, well, you know, one more swipe here or whatever, just, you know, and then they keep.
No,
I don't. I know. Okay. But I agree with you, no. However, all of a sudden, you're going to see, oh, they only mowed, you know, 3/4 of this today. And you know, I just want you guys to know, hey, this is where
it's private land.
So it's going to start catching up with the rest that has been mowed.
Well, it was already a moved and seconded and voted on situation back then over the boundaries that we mowed. And I don't, you know, unless the council wants to revisit that, I would say that you're going to have to go back to the way it's supposed to be mowed, which is, and I hate to put it to you bluntly, which is your problem. They're your guys mowing.
You're creating it.
So you're going to have to, I'm just saying, you're going to have to tell them, hey, this is not how we're going to do it. We're going to mow it this way. And that's how it's going to have to be.
Like I said, the main thing is now you're going to start seeing changes again, and you guys need to be aware of what the changes are and why they're being changed.
Okay. Also,
but there is, especially on Loretta, down to the bottom of the ditch, we ain't going back up the other side of the field. And that is, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
We never mowed that one ever.
I know, for years and years it was never mowed.
We always mowed the bottom, never the top.
Well, so and you listed a couple examples of private ground that we're mowing that we need to stop mowing. I would suggest let's start that next year. Come up with a letter and say, okay, we're finishing up this year, but next year, we're not doing that ditch on the right anymore, right?
Well, I think those properties that are mentioned right there, if we're not going to mow them anymore, mm-hmm. we need to form a letter, send the letter to them right now, mm-hmm. and tell them we're done.
Yeah,
end of story. We're not mowing anymore.
And then on the other side of it too, I mean, you have the mower, the maintenance, what's costing up, and even the fuel, with fuel running back up and.
Well, if you're doing that much private land, what do you need to start doing mine?
Well, that's it.
That's true.
Well, I try to talk them into mowing my grass every week, and then never get it done. I got to do it myself anyway. But
you made the comment. I don't know if it's in here in writing, but you made the comment again. They're nice, comfortable rides. They're driving fast. Slow down. If you see them.
Well, we're addressing that.
Okay.
We've had an issue with that we're addressing. Okay. So.
And yeah, the grades. Those things are really 45 and 50 degree and 60 degree grades.
That's crazy.
We shouldn't be on them.
No. Mm-hmm. I know it's not going to look as good. But
I think. That's just part of it. We're just going to have to deal with it for the most part.
Yeah. I think what we do, Mo, we do a great job.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's unfortunately that's not what it's about, because they do a wonderful job. Like I said, the city does look good when you drive into it.
It does.
And that's what the bummer is about some of it. But.
So I would identify the private lands, and we're not going to do any more. Either this year yet, or if it was, whatever. We're doing it in the middle of the season, but I don't care either way. Just come with a list of those things and start. What did you say? Mow, ditch, and bordering Grunwald.
Okay.
Mow, ditch, bordering Grunwald property.
Well, all the what goes into the state and then on Burnside.
Does Burnside? Okay. Do we own the grass alongside the road?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so that should get mowed, but not
cemetery.
No, I mean that's all honesty. Pull the code. The Grunwald should be taken care of.
All the way up to the
that's
road.
That's not our. Yeah. That's not our property.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, there's a code that says that you will maintain your ditches.
But I didn't know if that meant all the way up to the edge of the road.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
It's kind of like boulevards. So you're responsible for your boulevard in front of your house, which is coming up to the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Council's agreement that move forward.
Do start, yes.
But I would say those residents or those areas that you marked, you need to start getting a letter drafted and send a letter to them.
Work on a letter and get them sent out.
Which that thrills you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next item is item number 12, nuisance abatements. I do know I talked to the police chief today. We are now on round two of nuisance abatements. There's three of them that we're waiting on for the days to end so that we can go in there and abate them ourselves. I know Jim's been working with a local company about abating some of the nuisances. We get them straightened out, so we're moving forward. That being said, we're probably gonna have some unhappy residents, but it's the way life goes. I know myself, Chief Seamer, several people around town, Mike Cooey, we mow a lot of grass and we try to keep our yards looking good, and I think everybody else needs to too. And if they can't, then we'll help them. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it. And I mean, as far as, you know, here we're talking about mowing grass that we shouldn't be mowing, but we're letting people let their houses and properties go to shambles. We're not going to do that. But that's just not part of the game anymore.
And they're going to get a bill for us, doing it.
And they're, oh yeah, they're going to get a big bill. And they're not going to like it.
Do we have a list of those? The nuisance?
Yes.
Okay.
And unfortunately, probably 90 to 95% of them that are on that list are habitual offenders. Every year they get the same letter. They clean up enough to get them by, or they clean up enough to where they're getting something accomplished, and then it comes right back again. And then the next thing they know, they end up at my doorstep crying to me that they got a nuisance abatement letter and, you know, what are they going to do about it? So, as I told someone the other day that came to my house, I got to mow my grass, I got to keep my yard looking nice or fairly nice, and you're going to have to now too. So, that's just it. That's the nuts and bolts of it. Okay. Okay, next item is ordinance and resolutions. First reading of Ordinance Amendment 2026-03, adding Chapter 10.95, Electronic Devices. Ordinance Amendment 2026-03, an ordinance adding Chapter 10.95, Electronic Devices to the City of Bluegrass Municipal Code. Chapter 10.95, Electronic Devices, added in its entirety. 10.95.010 purpose, 10.95.020 definitions, 10.95.030 safe operation of electronic personal assistive and micro-mobility devices, and 10.95.040 penalty. 10.95.010 purpose. The purpose of this chapter is to permit and regulate the safe operation of micro-mobility devices that range from electronic assist bicycles, e-bikes, electric scooters, e-scooters, skateboards, and mobility devices ranging from wheelchairs, mobility scooters, or other fuel-powered or battery devices as defined below within the city limits of Bluegrass. 10.95020 definitions. For the purpose of this chapter, the following definitions shall apply. The context clearly indicates or requires a different meaning. A, an electronic personal device, assistive mobility device, has the same meaning as set forth in Iowa Code 321.1, parentheses 20B. Micro-mobility mobility devices means that any device, not an electric personal assistive mobility device, and not a bicycle or low-speed electronic bicycle, parentheses e-bike, designed to carry one rider or operator. Where such device is equipped with an electric motor or less than 750 watts, and where such device is not required to be licensed or registered by the state of Iowa. Micro-mobility devices may be propelled either by the power of the rider or by an electric motor or a combination thereof. Micro-mobility devices include, but are not limited to, electric unicycles, electric tricycles, I think that should say bicycles, e-bikes, electric stand-up scooters, electric sit-down scooters, and motorized skateboards. The law defines the three types of electric-assisted bicycles, e-bikes. Class 1, e-bike requires assistance only when the rider is pedaling and stops assisting at 20 miles per hour. Class 2, e-bike can propel the bicycle without pedaling but stops assisting at 20 miles an hour. Class 3, e-bike provides assistance only when the rider is pedaling and stops assisting at 28 miles per hour. Riders younger than 18 must wear helmets while operating or riding a passenger class 3 e-bike. C, gas-powered or electric. Mini bikes and pocket bicycles are classified as off-highway OHVs and are completely prohibited on public streets, sidewalks, and multi-use trails. They are strictly confined to use on private property. Section 10.95.030, safe operation of electric personal assistive and micro-mobility devices. An electric personal assistive mobility device may be operated on sidewalks and sheer use of paths as defined in city code in accordance with the chapter and provisions of the Iowa Code 321.235A. B, micro-mobility devices may be operated on sidewalks and shared use of bike paths in accordance with this chapter. C, a person who operates an electric personal assistive mobility device or micro-mobility device shall exercise caution to avoid colliding with any pedestrians, shall yield the right of way to any pedestrian, and shall not operate the device in a manner as to indicate a willful or wanton disregard for public safety of people. D, it shall be unlawful for any person to operate an electric personal assistive mobility device or micro-mobility device upon any publicly owned property at a speed greater than 20 miles per hour. E, a person who operates an electric personal assistive mobility device or micro-mobility device shall obey the rules of the road. F, no person shall operate the micro-mobility device upon any road with a posted speed limit of greater than 35 miles per hour. G, all electric personal assistive mobility devices and micro-mobility devices shall only carry one person at a time. H, an electric personal assistive mobility device and micro-mobility device used during the hours of sunset to sunrise shall display, or the driver shall wear a lamp on the front part of the device. The lamp shall emit a white light visible from a distance of at least 300 feet from the front of the device, and a red visible light from a distance of at least 300 feet from the rear of the from the back of the device. I, all electric personal assistive mobility devices and micro-mobility devices operated on the road must be equipped with a high visibility colored flag unless the device is intended to be operated while the rider is standing upright. Penalty. 10.95.040, penalty. Violations of the chapter are simple misdemeanors punishable by a $25 fine for first offense and a second offense. Subsequent offenses are subject to a simple misdemeanor punishable in accordance with standard city criminal penalty and will be result in permanent revocation of privileges to use electric personal assistive mobility devices and micro-mobility devices upon city roads and sidewalks. This amendment's on file at City Hall. Is there a motion to approve the first reading?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Kalupa.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried. I see those, yeah. I think it is tricycles, because they were talking about...
Oh, no, that's fine. If it is, that's fine.
Okay.
I just wanted
I'll double check.
To take that part
yeah,
too.
Thank you.
Okay, next is economic development, strategic planning, and goal setting. I think we're on track with that with the project we're doing up there, and obviously the project now in the south end of town, and trying to get more of our nuisances taken care of, I'm sorry. So is there, next item would be comments for future agenda items. Does anybody have anything? Okay. Council, can I get a 5-minute recess so we can go into closed session?
I'll make a motion for that.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Kalupa.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Everyone be back at 8:07. Is there a motion to reopen the regular meeting?
Make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Kalupa.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Is there a motion to go into closed session?
Make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Kalupa.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried. There we go.
Is there a motion to reopen the regular meeting?
Motion.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Herman.
Aye.
Kalupa.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Is there a motion to offer applicant A the part-time as-needed position for public works at $16 per hour?
Motion.
Aye. Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Herman.
Aye.
Kalupa.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Is there a motion for adjournment?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Roll call.
Kalupa.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Copy.